And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Pursuant to the sentence of the United States District Court in the District of Colorado, Timothy James McVeigh has been executed by lethal injection. He was pronounced dead at 7:14 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
Although we plan to discontinue training on Villegas in May of 2003, we will continue to use the range facilities on Villegas in accordance with the currently accepted restrictions on live fire and usage rates.
The people of Villegas, using peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience, have forced the most powerful military apparatus to ever exist in the history of humanity to stop doing what they want to do.
Mr. Alawali alone, whose life was deemed more precious than that of my wife and the 212 other innocent people slaughtered in Nairobi, can be counted among the true apostates and infidels of this world.
It was a wonderful testament to the idea of having 12 good citizens determine the guilt and innocence and also the appropriate punishment for someone who is convicted. And it's in light of the McVeigh situation and all else that's going on, I think it says a lot of very positive things about our country.
Coming up on 10 seconds remaining, and the Los Angeles Lakers will make it a second straight NBA crown.
We don't agree on the Kyoto Treaty. But we do agree that climate change is a serious issue and we must work together. We agreed climate change requires a global response and agreed to intensify cooperation on science and on technology.
The United States is responsible for about a quarter of the emissions that we're talking about. The per capita emissions from the United States are much higher than from the European Union or from the OECD countries, so we want to try to involve the United States one way or another.
This economy is being threatened by the prices in California and in the Western grid. This Congress, this nation, this president has got to take down those prices.
Let's not export California's irresponsibility. Let's not export its feel-good band-aids of price controls and windfall profits tax that won't produce even one more watt of electricity for Californians who need it this summer.